שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא העבודה באמונה למעלה מעל.
Hello, we are on the lesson on the topic of the work in faith above reason. We're going to read selected excerpts from the sources, continuing from excerpt number 74. You can find the material on Sviva Teva or by clicking the book icon on the Arvut system. Selected questions on the study material will be asked during the lesson.
Well, very, very close to today's lesson, about an hour and a half ago, I received a letter from a student who is so depressed, despaired, doesn't know what to do, feels powerless, no desire, no urge, no interest. And also, he says that in the world, which I don't know, he says, I have no power to live, no power to hold on. Had such states, but not like this. What's going on? Is this a physical state or a spiritual state? And I want to answer him now before everyone that this is a great gift, that a person feels that he is empty. When he wakes up in the morning and feels empty, it's the Creator, first of all. None else besides Him, it all comes from the Creator. The Creator wants him to go through a revision of who he is, what he is, what goal he wants to keep living for. If it is worthwhile living, then what for? And this feeling of emptiness, that the kli empties, it's the sign of a new kli, as we learn in the wisdom of Kabbalah, that the kli does a coupling and is filled, and then it's emptied. There's an opposite process. How is it emptied? By the surrounding light pressuring it from outside, and the surrounding light that pressures the kli takes out of the kli all of the inner light, and the kli basically remains empty. There is no inner light that gives it light for today. There is no the light that was in it departed, and it has no present, no future. People in our world, if they have this kind of feeling, they just put an end to it. They commit suicide. For us, it's the opposite. We have to do the opposite. We have to be happy in that if there is no light for the present and no light for the future, it means that I am changing a degree. I'm standing in front of a new state, and the new state starts from complete zero. And so I need to only shut my eyes, not listen to anyone, nothing from outside. It's not worthwhile. I need to acquire my new degree, not to be impressed by anyone. This way, I should enter the 10 and enter the group and only integrate in them. Only integrate. Connection, connection, connection. Only that. No, not more than that. And as a result of the connection, new light will come and start fulfilling me. And then I'll see that I truly have a new degree, a new state, and I'm moving forward. Meaning, the fact that we start a new day, it's always like that. There will be evening and there will be morning, and it is one day. So the day, spiritual day, starts not from waking up, it starts from darkness. Starts from night, and then there is morning, and then there is day. So it's always from the night. Day one, day two, day three, we always count it from the night. So what he wrote, and I hope he's hearing me right now, this indicates help from above, that the Creator is giving him a sense of darkness, And the Creator says, there shall be evening, and then there shall be dawn, and then there is a new day. So let's get ourselves accustomed to waking up in the morning with a feeling of darkness, and waking up, understanding, searching, investing, making great efforts. It may take a while before the lesson, until I actually wake up and come to the lesson with a new strength. And then there's truly new day. All right, understood? Good. Let's have a workshop on this. How should we try to feel in the morning that it's a new day? Not to put ourselves artificially into the darkness, but to search, what am I missing, so that it will be as darkness for me, and now I go to the lesson in order to find the day. So what is night? What is day that I need to have now, today? Please.
Sadna.
Workshop.
What should night and day be for me today? Night is a time where you wonder about the beginning of things. You don't understand what's happening. You wake up in a daze, and thank God it's happening. In fact, you say, thank God. Avinam will continue.
Yeah, that there's no reality of the Creator in my world. I don't feel inclined to connect. There's this burden now with the friends, and there's no desire or power to connect to the lesson. And specifically from this disconnect, from this distance, there's a place to work. If there is a covenant with the Ten, then it's truly a springboard.
And we hear that the Torah exhausts the person, so you would feel additional dependency on the Ten, additional need for connection. You also have to be sensitive to one another. See that a friend is not going through states that are totally natural, but and simply pointed advancement, and constantly add good spirits and understand where we are, what privilege we have. And it's all coming from the Creator, so certainly there's a way to use it for our advancement and give him contentment along the way.
Yeah, it's the night is are the states when we build the kli and acquire the deficiency that we have to acquire in order to really come to the lesson and draw the light through prayer, through yearning and connection between us.
All the anchors a person has built in the environment, in the connection with the friends beforehand, that's one thing. And remember that the solution is in the connection with the Ten in the morning lesson. Doesn't matter what, you come there and it takes you forward. And yesterday Rav recommended to listen to our songs.
If we always try to aim ourselves towards the group and the connection between us, then there is always the new light. And all of the feelings that we feel, basically, if we are aimed that way, then we will feel the darkness in by awakening the new light in connection between us. Rav, when I feel darkness in life and there's no present, no future, how does that become joy, becomes day, becomes illuminating? What am I missing? What else do I need to receive in order for this darkness to shine for me? So I'll be happy from having darkness, so that from the darkness it will seem to me as day, as a new, as light, as a new day. What do I need to add to the darkness? And the more I have helplessness and weakness, the more I have of these vessels, it can actually bring me more and more power of new light. What do I need to add? Please.
Sadna.
Workshop.
The process we're in, first of all, the understanding of the process, that's what we're exercising all the time. This is engraved on our hearts, and every state that we receive, we know how to ascribe it, we know what to do with it. But the confidence that now we can truly put in the work. We came to be workers of the Creator. We want the Creator's help. We have the need for such states that appear. So the prayer and the confidence that the prayer is answered, that there is there's the source, the light that will come and shine and reveal.
All these states come from the Creator. That's the joy, that's the light. There's no despair in the world. There's no such thing. Everything comes from the Creator. There's no such thing as despair. It's all joy. Even the worst states, it all comes from the Creator. Just to awaken us.
What we need to do in these states is to go above reason. Since within reason it can't add anything. Reason is telling you it's all darkness, there's nothing ahead of you, nothing behind. All that's left is to cling to the friends and walk above reason.
When there is a correct intention in the ten, and there is this faith that we are working for someone who can change us, and also change what? Not change our feeling to a good feeling, but change our intention. He's making us demand him. So then, of course, it gives us joy and confidence. Rav, how do I transcend this black, dark state with faith above reason? How do I rise above the black state in faith above reason?
Above the dark state and faith above reason, I build a second nature. First of all, I thank him. As Ofer said, everything came from him. He gave me an opportunity to feel in this life that it all came from him. He gave me an opportunity in this life to hear the article, there is no one besides him. So I thank him. I then think of the friends.
Yeah, if I'm in a state where I identify with the plan of creation and not my ego, if I identify with who gives me this state, then it's possible. But after all these nice words, in the end, when a person is in that place of despair, he doesn't remember anything, so only the friends can assist and all the rest of his powers. He can't be a hero. Only the friends can attract him.
Cling to the morning lesson, cling to the 10 in between, cling to source material lesson in the year. There's nothing to do but to be connected to the light through our environment. That's what can change the states in us and keep us on fire.
Yeah, to look for the vessels that we have, the Rav, the group, and the books. These are forces that we can work with in order to draw the light into our prayer of many, to pray together.
The solution is the greatness, exaltedness of the Creator. As much as I give to you and receive it from you.
The work itself of rising above the darkness with faith above reason, it's done by the light that reforms. We need to prepare ourselves to attract ourselves to it as soon as possible. Rav, what is the difference between the light I would like to receive during the darkness and the light that appears to me in faith above reason? What's the difference between the light I would like to appear during the darkness, which is light of reason that I asked for, and the light that I now ask for to appear to me as light above reason, light of Bina, rather than that of Chokhmah, of Malchut? What's the difference between these two lights? Please.
First of all, I have to be grateful on everyone's behalf that we started the lesson in such a drive, such a workshop. It's amazing. It evokes a great deal of excitement. The difference between the lights, the light that we wanted in the beginning, that you yearn for naturally, is a light of feeling, of knowing. It's seemingly the light of Gadlut, but now it's a light of Katnut. You just want to cling, you just want to have the strength to be inside this ark, hold on to this board, agree with the state and be grateful for it.
Light of reason and light of faith.
It's a light of belonging, just to belong. Lower your head and to keep you connected.
Maybe it's the difference with the place of the demand. Is it a demand that comes from integration, or it comes from some deficiency that's not the result of integration? Avinom.
האם אני רוצה שינוי ב...
Do I want to see change in what's on the outside, or do I want change inside of me? So I'll be able to overcome the state and ask for the friends and support the friends.
The difference is the light is the root of it. Is it light of Chokhmah, the will to receive, the ones to receive, and faith means light of Chasadim.
The light of Malchut is passive. I just want to sit there and to get this pipe into me and fill me. And this light is light of faith, of work. You have to work to be like the Creator. This prayer for the others.
Maybe it's a light that I attract through my point. The light of Bina is something common, is something that we acquire above reason, above the in the clear of the ten, which is more powerful. Gilad.
The difference is it for me, for my sake, or for your sake, so the Creator will be delighted?
It's
the difference between wanting for me and wanting to come out of myself, wanting for you.
It's like the difference between the state I was in when I woke up for the lesson and where I am now, where we are now after our integration, and feeling that we are working together in one common field for everyone.
For everyone, meaning for the whole of humanity, not for ourselves. We're just a passageway.
It's a demand, which is a result of integration of a common deficiency in the ten that comes as a result of the good intention that we're trying to build that screen, perhaps, in order to pass it forward, to be a pipeline, to pass the message of the Creator to the world, His good to the world.
Well, Chanoch said it.
We're going to read excerpt number 74 in Faith Above Reason by Rabash. Specifically, those who want to achieve bestowal feel the emptiness within them and need the greatness of the Creator. They can fill this emptiness specifically with exaltedness, called full of mitzvot, to the extent that they ask the Creator to give them the power to be able to go above reason, which is called exaltedness. In other words, they ask the Creator to give them power and exaltedness that is above reason in greatness and importance of the Creator. They do not want the Creator to let them attain this, since they want to subjugate themselves with unconditional surrender. But they ask for help from the Creator, and to that extent, they can fill the empty place with mitzvot. Again, 74, Rabash. Specifically, those who want to achieve bestowal feel the emptiness within them and need the greatness of the Creator. And they can fill this emptiness specifically with exaltedness, called full of mitzvot, to the extent that they ask the Creator to give them the power to be able to go above reason, which is called exaltedness. In other words, they ask the Creator to give them power and exaltedness that is above reason, in greatness and importance of the Creator. They do not want the Creator to let them attain this, since they want to subjugate themselves with unconditional surrender. But they ask for help from the Creator, and to that extent, they can fill the empty space with mitzvot.
Moscow 1.
What force or strength a person can subjugate towards?
The Creator never gives. This is the order of the degrees. This is just a system. The Creator is ultimately the general system in which we exist, and we never receive from the system a burdening, a difficulty, a state that's worse than what we can overcome. It's exactly measured according to the order of the degrees from above downwards that have unfolded from the world of Ensof to this world. The person is always given what he can overcome. You don't hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
We hear. Did
you hear so far?
Yes.
So I want to say that a person is never given a state that he cannot overcome. Never. But he has no power, not enough support, not enough preparation. But that too is also taken into account from above, and he is given according to the preparation of what he did, unless he disregards the conditions he is given, and he doesn't prepare himself to the degree he needs to rise to, and then he needs to rise, and he's not rising, and he's falling, and that fall too is a correction. It's the revelation of his disease, and then it helps him awaken and shake himself and finally rise above that state. So we need to understand that from above one is not given just some failure. It only happens in a correctly measured way. Such exercises that will make him a whole man and everyone, and that's with everyone.
Ну еще раз, но для того, чтобы согласиться с состоянием, тоже нужна сила.
Yeah,
in order to agree with the state, you need some strength, a force.
Of course, we need to overcome the state. We're not going into some vagueness here. We need to connect all the data that we have in the group, in the study, and support in everything we have in order to advance. But we have it. We have it. The system itself creates the next state in a way that it takes into account all of the previous states, makes a calculation, and brings you something to execute for the next state. So it's impossible that if you saw the entire system around you, you would see that, yes, this is prepared for me and I'm capable of it. You just have to relate to it in a calm and measured way that leads to the purpose of creation, and that's what you need to do. The main thing is just to organize the whole system.
Another clarification. If I discover suddenly
that
the agreement with the state, even that I am taken from the will to receive, this agreement, which comes from the same nature of reception, that this will give me, yield some profit for me, I'm entering the same trap.
You cannot advance without the will to receive. Of course, you still measure, calculate everything in the will to receive, but you still make an account towards the goal, and therefore there's progress. Just like with kids, just like with all of us, before we enter spirituality, for lack of a better choice, we make calculations in the will to receive, yeah. It will solve itself. It will work itself out. A bit more patience, and it will work out. I promise you, you'll be happy, you'll be grateful, and I will with you. Okay. Italy 4.
Rab, buongiorno. Potresti chiarire quello che è scritto qua nell'articolo dove dice chiedono al creatore di dare loro il.
According to what's written in the article, it turns out that you're asking the creator to give us the force of rising above reason and greatness and importance of the creator. And then he says that they don't want the creator to let them reach it.
That the creator will not appear to them with his power, but give them an opportunity to overcome the obstacles, but not by seeing that he is great, because then his greatness does the job. They want to do the job on their own, meaning without any support from him that will appear in their will to receive. You understand? Put it like this.
Yes, ish gadol.
There is an adult, and you want to do something, some work for him because you appreciate him as someone great. And he tells you, do this work for me, I give you $1,000,000. And you wanted to do this work not because of $1,000,000, but because you respect him. You want to bring him contentment. So how do you do it?
And he tells
you, I'll give you $1,000,000. How do you face this dilemma now? The question is, are you doing it to receive $1,000,000, or because he is great and you want to do for him? So how will you do it for him? How are you certain that you'll do it for him and not in order to receive $1,000,000? You can't not receive. He's going to give it to you. But how are you doing the work not for $1,000,000, but because he is great, because you respect him? How will you do it? Explain to me. How are you going to move away from this temptation of $1,000,000? It stands before your eyes that you want to do it for him, but $1,000,000 is a disturbance. If he was not showing you that, telling you that, you would just do it for him. You would overcome it in a simple way. He's great. You'd work on his greatness. But if you also have this great reward that fills up your whole vessels of reception, what are you going to do? You have an answer? You have a solution? I am in that state. I want to do everything for the Creator, for His greatness, because He is unique and all-bestowing, and I appreciate that quality. I want to be like Him. I want to resemble Him. I want to do everything in bestowal. But $1,000,000 is a problem, because my evil inclination sits there within and it wants $1,000,000. I can't disconnect from that. What do you do? Any solutions? So let's have a workshop. Maybe you'll find the solution. How do I do something for the Creator? Because I respect Him and not because He is giving this $1,000,000 to me. $1,000,000 or whatever it is, a compensation in all of my vessels of reception. Okay, workshop. If you find an answer, I'm ready to hear.
האמת שגם, כן, חנוך, בבקשה.
No, first of all, thank God they're not being offered not a million or a billion or anything like that. We're talking with us about things we can deal with, but perhaps the solution is in how much the friends are there in the center, in the middle of it. Because if in the doing you're trying to put the friends in the center, then from experience I can say that it almost never gives you personal compensation. It's always work in overcoming in order to reach this desire for the friends. That's perhaps the reason why it protects us for now.
Yeah,
it actually seems to me less like our concern, but this is what the Creator takes care of. He makes sure we don't have any fulfillment in our vessels of reception, so we can rise above reason and be like Him, and detached from this reward, expected reward. And that's why all these feelings of despair, and because the vessel of reception is empty.
I don't know
what about you, but I got $1 million and $1 billion. As one who has buried a few close relatives, I know you can't take anything from here, but the fact that you let me live life and feel and receive answers for things I was looking for all my life, there's nothing greater than that. So I have to work on the exaltedness of the Creator at any moment.
Yesterday in the lesson, Rav said that none of us has the ability to acquire the quality of faith, but to give it to each other, we can do that abundantly. We just need to make it flow in this circle and give it to each other and not try to overcome by ourselves.
Within my nature, I want some profit for the world to receive, no doubt. But between us, when we build a vessel of bestowal above our nature, we can truly form some communication, connection with the upper light, and begin to work with something eternal. Nothing that's connected to this world or is appreciating things in this, like in this world.
From not chasing the results, but making the path become the goal, part of the goal, and ask for the friends.
Yeah, always to only want to give contentment to the Creator through bestowing to the friends, raising importance for the friends. And if we're asking for something, it's only the fuel to keep going, like a car. We need someone to drive it. We want the Creator to drive it, but nevertheless you need fuel.
Such special people, man. There is no one in the world that's afraid of getting $1 million. And we're just thinking about what would we do with all of that. So if we open ourselves to being a conduit and just let Him pass whatever fulfillment to us from above downwards, because it only serves us to charge ourselves with more power to work. But that's only on the condition that we are as one man, one unit, and this conduit is So on the one hand, I have $1 million, and it's always in front of me, attracting me. I can't disconnect from it. Even if I want to, I can't. On the other hand, I have an opportunity to do this work, not for $1 million or $1 billion, but for the Creator, for the greatness of the Creator. How can I
can I put this into the right order? I have a group. How do I use the group to determine that I shift from the $1 billion to bringing contentment to the Creator? Can I do this in practice in front of me, or this is actually the solution? How do I do that? Question, please.
Oh, I want to hear the question again.
You didn't hear the question, I'll tell you then. On the one hand, I have work that I can do for the benefit of the Creator, who is great for me. I'll make him great in my eyes and I'll bring him contentment. On the other hand, I can do the same, can do this work, because by that I receive $1 million. Or $1 billion. So both come from the Creator. $1 billion or His greatness. How do I detach myself, tear myself apart from the $1 billion and shift myself to bringing contentment to the Creator for free, only to bring Him contentment? Why is it for free? Because I don't reveal Him, I don't discover Him. It's all in one direction in order to bestow. How can the group help me? I'm already giving you the solution. Just tell me, how do I put these things together? How does the group help me? Not work for the $1 billion, but for bringing contentment to the Creator, making a pure action of giving.
When the friends tell me that this $1 billion is not worth it and it's better to give Him contentment, then I listen to you. That's what I do.
I try and practice to integrate with you as much as possible. If we measure it, then you know I sell myself every day for much less than $1 billion. You sell yourself for a few thousands, maybe.
To the extent the 10, the force of the integration in the 10, the greatness of the Creator in the 10, controls my heart. Then this conditioning will become more natural until it becomes second nature.
If I want to give strength to the 10, to the world, I don't see a problem receiving all that the Creator wants to give. All the fulfillments and all the good. You just need to pass it forward. If we want to give to the friends, and you know, and this nature is built within us, and it's really, it tosses us, you know, like a magnet out of our will to receive and automatically towards the Creator, towards that second nature.
We need to change the coin, the currency we measure with, from $1 million or $1 billion in a corporal bank account. My bank account is the 10, and the force of connection there, how much light I deposited there, and I need to look for the reward in what's going on between us.
Yeah, I look at all the friends in the 10 and the world Kli and our Rav, and I see the example that they're giving. Everything without reward and just working with the heart, and I'm going with it. Because in my nature, I don't have that. only with the whole, with the environment, I can work not to receive the reward and work for something else.
I can't do it. I have to ask the Creator to help me.
It's very simple, because the group doesn't give me $1 million, so it's an opportunity to direct myself to bestow to them and not see it as something I can fantasize about the Creator or all kinds of things. But in the group, there, I don't get something that can confuse me.
Rav, if I come to a connection with the group to such an extent that they can give me the strength to work only in order to bestow to them and through them to the Creator, then it's a sign that the group is filling that kli of $1 billion. That's how I can measure, in a sense, the spiritual force of the group compared to the corporeal force of dollars. We have an ability inside a person to create these scales. How much this goes up, how much this goes up in importance versus how much this goes up in importance, we begin to acquire some connection between the spiritual world and corporeal world, spiritual values, corporeal values. Do we have such a thing in the group? Can I say that I can do it? How do we build this device in order to weigh spirituality in dollars? We will later need to do it and seriously in fulfillment, but in the same way. How do we build this device? Let's build these scales that work in this way. This is spiritual pleasure. This is corporeal pleasure. And how can the group create this line I can compare the two, connect the two? And so in the group, I connect the two worlds, this world and the spiritual world, the next world. How do we build these scales or these weights in the group?
There's this example with kesef, money, kisufim, the longing. So there is one side of the coin that's corporeal and the other side is spiritual. We have to learn from this example of serving, being in complete gratitude. If we have this consciousness of servitude, then we can trade these pleasures here, this way and that way, because we only want to use them as something that gives pleasure to the created beings and the Creator. It's like a chef that's cooking. He has these pleasures all the time. So what, is he eating? No, he's making a meal. So that's the direction. Ophel.
I worked in the kitchen a little bit. In truth, the chef tastes. That's why he never eats. He always constantly tastes. I just wanted to continue the example you gave.
To weigh this is the attention of the friends. What are they showing you that's important, and what do you think that's important, and how do you you direct all your attention to your corporeality as opposed to your friends who are engaged in love of friends and adhesion with Rav and the Kabbalists. And so it's always clear how do you weigh yourself, how do you calibrate yourself?
Yeah, how much did you contribute to the connection in the 10, the greatness of the Creator, the friends, the thought about them? Now, in the beginning, it's very complex, because corporeal pleasures necessarily take over. That's why in the beginning you try to sever them, to come truly to the topic of necessity. And after, once it's alive in us, after in the 10 you have this feeling of when are we going towards it, when is it less, then you can maybe begin to play with the corporeal pleasure. Rav, how those weights, those scales, were turning into a device for climbing the ladder, an instrument for climbing the ladder. How are we turning the instrument of the scales that weighs what's more, what's less, to an instrument that can take us up the steps?
Kadima, please.
The Creator keeps increasing our will to receive, and only from the forces we get from the 10 to make the quality of reception over the quality, to make the quality of bestowal over the quality of reception. And the Creator gives us a feeling of either lack or the attempt to fill the quality of bestowal.
The more we ask to live the way the Creator speaks to us, to see the flock of Abraham, the flock of Lot, and you don't cancel Lot, you always raise Abraham, you always raise it above reason, without canceling reason, that he gave it to us so it could work even more between us and the connection with the whole world. That's the work.
Yeah, it ends up being just a game of importance. The Creator increases the importance in separation, that everyone will be inside himself with the corporeality, and we need to help each other overcome with faith and prayer and the right line. So he increases the left line and we increase the right.
Instead of degrees, the Creator adds the will to receive, this matter that we can use in order to rise above reason. And with the help of friends, Rav, the Kabbalists, the upper force, we do the work. We have to pray, we have to prepare to what to demand, dissemination, etc. So there are various means we must use in order to do this work above reason. It's necessary.
On the left line, the Creator always raises our will to receive. On the right line, we have to build connections of bestowal above the will to receive, and we have to balance them, and then there's a free choice, an opportunity to choose the Creator.
The ego grows, one side of these scales is growing, then we have to increase the quantity and the quality, the importance in the group. Where the seed is developing, is growing, and deliver ourselves into the building of the group. Rav, what is in the middle of these scales? And in this direction and that direction, but constantly stays fixed. What is that point? That the scales can tip towards money or the greatness of the Creator. Money or the greatness of the Creator. And that's how we climb. But what's happening in the middle? What's happening to us with that fixed point in the middle? That's a question. How are we building these scales that have the point of balance between them? What characterizes that point? Is that clear? Let's go.
Well, I feel like pulling out the cognac, but we'll do that later in the summary. Anyway, this is the point of truth. This is this subtlety tendency of the soul. It's the thread that connects us through all of reality to the Creator. It's the middle line. It's a place where there is complete annulment, where there is nothing besides this recognition that we are together connected to Him and we don't want anything besides that, just to serve.
Serve the friends. Serve all the people in the world. That's our job, our role.
מצד אחד זה הנקודה הדקה ביותר, עדינות הנפש כמו שם איתמר, מצד שני, זו נקודת האדם והיא היחידה שהיא באמת נשארת יציבה.
On the one hand it's that subtlety of the soul, on the other hand it's the only point that, you know, I can say that when you weigh things really, really accurately, first thing you do, you put the scales on some very heavy marble. And we'll move on to the next part of the lesson. Before that, we'll sing a song.